We're going to learn Brochos Daf Chov Zayin, and we're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Chov Vov Omud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ad Arba Shois. We saw in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Shacharis not till Chatzois like the Chachomim say, rather just till the end of 4 hours Shois Zmanios from the beginning of the day. Iboyeluhu asks the Gemara, Ad v'ad bichlal. Whenever we find a term ad, until, does that mean until including or until excluding? When Rabbi Yehuda says until 4 hours, does that mean including the fourth hour or does that mean excluding the fourth hour and you can only daven shacharis until the end of the third hour? Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ad plag hamincha. Rabbi Yehuda says that mincha can be davened not until the end of the day like the Chachomim, but just till plug ha-mincha, which is half of the mincha time. So, i-omris b'shleim ad v'loy ad b'chlal, if you say it's ad not inclusive, that means that you can start davening mincha from 6.5 hours into the day, and there's no discussion about that, and you can daven mincha until halfway, but excluding the second plug, the second half. If so, then we can understand that there's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. The Chachomim say you can daven mincha all the way till the end of the day. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad v'loy ad bichlal, only till plag ha-mincha, half the amount of time between 6.5 hours into the day and the end of the day. Eloi omrus ad v'ad bichlal, if you say that when Rabbi Yehuda says ad, it means inclusive, then when it says ad plag ha-mincha, it means until the second plag, the second half, including the second half, that means all the way till the night. Then Rabbi Yehuda hainu rabbonon, what's the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim? Elomai must be ad v'loi ad bichlal. When Rabbi Yehuda says ad, he means v'loi ad bichlal, excluding the ad. If so, Eima Sefer, we're going to ask a question from the Sefer. It says, V'shel Musafin kol hayoim. The Musaf, according to the Chachomim, you can daven Musaf all day because the Korban Musaf was brought all day. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad sheva shois. You can only daven Musaf until 7 hours. Here too, we can ask, does 7 hours mean including the seventh hour into the day, that's when you can daven Musaf? Or does it mean until the seventh hour, excluding the seventh hour, which means you can only daven Musaf till Chatzos, till the end of 6 hours. V'tani, we learned in a braisa, Hoyu lefonov shtei tfilos. What happens if a person has to daven now two tfilos? Which one does he daven first? Achas shel Musaf, he's got a tfilas Musaf to daven, v'achas shel Mincha. And Mincha, it's come Mincha time, he has not yet davened Musaf. Can he daven Musaf? Should he daven Musaf first or Mincha first? Says the Braisa, Mispalil shel mincha v'achar kach shel musaf. He should first daven mincha and then daven musaf. Why? Shazu tadira. Mincha is much more often and more common than musaf, and we have a klal. Todir v'she'enu todir. If you have two things to do and you want to know which one to do first, do the one that is done more commonly, more often. Mincha is todir v'zu, but musaf enu tadira is not as often as mincha, and therefore you should daven mincha first. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mispalil shel Musaf, you should first daven Musaf, v'achar kach shel Mincha, and only afterwards you should daven Mincha. Shazu Oiveres, Tfilas Musaf, the time until the end of davening Musaf, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is very short, and if you're going to delay in order to daven Mincha, you might miss the Zman of Musaf altogether. V'zu Ein Oiveres, but the time of Mincha is much longer than Musaf, and therefore it can wait till after Musaf. And now says the Gemara, if when Rabbi Yehuda says ad, it's including, it's ad bichlal, then I can understand how, understand how you can have two tefillos together, also Musaf and also Mincha, because Musaf is ad sheva shois, including the seventh hour, which means until 7 hours into the day. Mincha can be davened from 6.5 hours into the day, so the last half an hour you have also Mincha, also Musaf. Eloi Amrus ad v'loyad bichlal, if Rabbi Yehuda, as we determined before, holds that ad is v'loyad bichlal, then davening Musaf is until the seventh hour, excluding the seventh hour. That means you can only ever daven Musaf until the sixth hour of the day, till Chatzos. Mincha can never be davened before 6.5 hours into the day. When will you ever have Heicha Mishkachas lo shtei tefilos ba'ad adodi? When will you ever have also the chiyuv of mincha and also the chiyuv of musaf at the same time? Kiven da'asilo shel musaf shel mincha. Sorry, as soon as the time of mincha comes along, which is 6.5 hours, ozli lo shel musafin. The last time for davening musaf was 1/2 hour before that, at the beginning of the seventh hour, the end of the sixth hour. Elomai must be ad v'ad bichlal. When Rabbi Yehuda says ad, it means including the ad. If so, kasher eisha. Then we're going to have a question again. What's with mincha? If it's ad v'ad bichlal, then ad plaga mincha means including the second half. That means including the second half of the afternoon. You can daven mincha till the end of the day. Then it's going my ikka bein Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbonon. Then the rabbonon would say mincha can be said all day till the night, and Rabbi Yehuda says ad plaga mincha, including the plaga mincha, including the second half. It's the same opinion, and that can't be. The Mishnah brings them as a machlekas. Says the Gemara, no. Really, it means ad v'ad bichlal. You're going to have a question. Mincha, mi sovras dahai plag mincha plag achroina ka'omar. Who says that until plag mincha means until the second half of the big mincha time, and then if we say ad v'ad bichlal, it means till the end of the day? Plag rishoina ka'omar. It's referring to the first plug, and this is what he means. V'hochi ka'omar. Amos nofik plag rishoino v'ayil plag achroino. When does the end of the first half of the second plug, that means mincha achroino starts with 9.5 hours, half of the plug of the mincha achroino is 1.25 hours later, which we said is 10.75 hours into the day. So Rabbi Yehuda says that ad plaga mincha means you can daven mincha until the first of the second plug, until the first half of the zman of mincha ketana. So it's ad v'ad bichlal, which means you can start at 6.5 hours into the day, you can daven mincha all the way until the first half of the mincha achreino, which is until 10.75 hours into the day. And that's including the plug, but not including the whole second plug. It's including the first half of the mincha achreina. Ve'imus nofik plag rishoino v'ayil plag achreina. When is the end of that first plug of the mincha achreina? Michinofki yud alef shoyz chosar vi. 10.75 hours into the day. Until then, you can daven mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omer of Nachman afanan namitaninon. We also learned as follows. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovo Heid, he gave witness, and this is a Mishnah in Idiois, Chamisha Dvorim. He gave witness that to the following five halachas. Shemema'anim esaktano, that we know that, and the Chachomim on the second, that if a person died and he left over a young daughter under the age of Bas Mitzvah, midrabonon, her mother can marry her off when she's a minor. Sometimes we encourage the minor, when she becomes a gedola, then there's a din called mi'un. She's allowed to say, I do not want to stay with the man that you married me off to when I was a child. I want to marry somebody else. So we don't always encourage her to do that. But there are cases, Rashi explains what it is, we won't go into it here. There are cases where we actually encourage her to say, I do not want to stay with my original husband. A second din, Shemasiyin es ha'isha al pi'eid echod. There are cases when if a man disappeared and a single witness comes to testify that the husband, that man, died, that we are allowed to trust this one single witness and the woman can remarry. Val tarnugil sheniskal b'yushulayim al shaharagas ha'nefesh, that even though the Pasuk speaks about animals, a shoyer, that kills a person, that the shoyer gets stoned, but there was once a story where a chicken actually pecked away at the soft forehead of a little baby and actually killed the child, and the Chachomim said that the same halacha, that a shoyer has to be killed, so too the chicken who killed a human being, that chicken has to be stoned. There's a halacha that wine is only allowed to be used as nesachim with karbonis on the mizbeach when it is old enough to make a person intoxicated, and they will witness that from 40 days wine passes for that. And the last one, v'al tomid shel shachar shekorav arba shois, that they would bring and offer the korban tomid 4 hours into the day. That means in the fourth hour they would still bring the korban tomid. Shma mino, ad v'ad bichlal shma mino. If Rabbi Yehuda would have said that you can only daven shacharis until the fourth hour, excluding the fourth hour, that would mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would only bring the korban tomid until the end of the third hour, not in the fourth hour. And since we have witness here that they did bring the korban tomid in the fourth hour, you see that it's ad v'ad bichlal. Omer of Kahana, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that one can daven shacharis, or the zman of shacharis, is till the end of the fourth hour. Hoyil utnan b'b'chirasa kavasei, and since witness to this halacha was said in Maseches Idyos, which all the halachas there was witness that they were said in front of sages, the chachomim, the elders, and was accepted, and since it's in Idyos, therefore the halacha is like them. Like Rav Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. V'al tomid shel shachar shel korev ba'arba shois. Rav Yehuda holds that the shachris can be davened until the end of the fourth hour, like the korban tomid that was usually brought before the end of the fourth hour. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Laha Dutnan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa? It says, V'cham Hashemesh V'nomos. There was a din. The Pasuk says in Parashas Beshalach regarding the mon that would come down in the desert, in the Midbar, V'yilketu oisoi ba-boiker ba-boiker. The time to collect the mon was boiker, was in the morning. Ishkafi ochloi, and for those that did not collect the mon ba-boiker in the morning, then v'cham ha-shemesh, the sun would get hot, v'anomos, and the remaining uncollected mon would melt. So who says that the time that the mon would melt, ba'arba shois, is in the fourth hour, which means that the time to collect the mon, the time called ba-boiker ba-boiker, was until the fourth hour, excluding the fourth hour. In the fourth hour, the mon would already melt. Why are you assuming that the time where the mon would melt was in the fourth hour? Maybe it means after 6 hours, by chatzos hayom. So he says, k'shu'aymer k'choyim hayom. If it would say in the Pasuk, like it says by Avraham Avinu, k'choyim hayom, that the whole day is hot, we would know, when does the whole day become hot? And even in the shaded places, it's very hot. That's at midday. Harishay shois omur. Homani mekayim v'cham hashemesh v'nomos. But when it doesn't say in the Pasuk, k'choyim hayom, the day is hot, it says the sun is hot, which means it's only hot where the sun is, but where there's shade, it's not so hot. That is ba'arba shois, that's in the fourth hour. Mani, according to which opinion is this? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbonon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I Rabbi Yehuda, ad arba shois namit safrahu. Rabbi Yehuda says that you could bring the korban tomid shel boiker until the end of the fourth hour. In which case, when it says in the Pasuk, Vayilketu oisoi ba-boiker ba-boiker, it should mean that one could collect the mon in the fourth hour, and the mon should only have melted in the fifth hour. I Rabbonon, and according to the Rabbonon, at chatzois namit safrahu, until chatzois is called boiker, why would the mon have melted in the fourth hour? It says baboiker baboiker, you can collect the mon. Says the Gemara, Iboy seimer Rabbi Yehuda, Iboy seimer Rabbonon. I can explain this braisa to you both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbonon. Iboy seimer Rabbonon, Omar kro baboiker baboiker chilku l'shnei bekorim. It's true that the Chachomim say that boiker is all 6 hours till chatzos. That's why you can daven shacharis till chatzos. But over here it says in the pasuk baboiker baboiker, we're splitting the boiker, the 6 hours, into two, and you're only allowed to collect the mon in the first boiker, the boiker of the boiker, which is the first 3 hours, and therefore in the fourth hour it would melt. V'boy same Rabbi Yehuda, I can explain it to you according to Rabbi Yehuda as well. Hai boiker yaseira lahaktim lo isho achas. It's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, boiker is only till the end of the fourth hour, and not till the end of the third hour, and not till chatzos. So when it says ba boiker, it says the earlier part of the boiker, not the whole boiker. So the boiker, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ends at the end of the fourth hour. Ba boiker, the boiker of the boiker is just three of the 4 hours that the mon had to be collected by the end of the third hour. Continues the Gemara, de kule alma mio v'chom hashemesh v'nomos ba'arba shois. But everybody agrees that the time that the mon would melt is in the fourth hour. My mashma, where do we see that in the pasuk? And I explained this already before. Omer Reb Acha bar Yaakov, Omer kro v'chom hashemesh v'nomos. When the sun is hot, that's when the mon would melt. Eizu yisho shashemesh cham v'tzel tzoynon. At what time of the day is it only hot where the sun is shining, but where it's shade, it's not so hot? Havoimir ba'arba shois. That's in the fourth hour of the day. Continues the Gemara. Tfilas hamincha ad ho'erev v'chulu. The Chachomim say one can daven mincha until the night time. Rabbi Yehuda says until plaga mincha. Omar lei Rav Chisda l'Rav Yitzchak. Rav Chisda said to Rav Yitzchak, Hosam, regarding Shacharis, Omer of Kahana halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We said the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shacharis can be davened until the end of 4 hours. That's the zman of Shacharis. And the reason was that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, as we said before, is because there was witness to this opinion in Maseches Idyos. Hocha, but in the case of Mincha, my, is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that Mincha can only be said until plaga Mincha or not? Ishtik, Rabbi Yitzchok didn't answer. V'loi omar lei v'loi midi, didn't tell Rav Chisda anything. Omar Rav Chisda, nechze anon. Rav Chisda said, let's try and determine and establish what the halacha is from other opinions that we've seen. Mida Rav, we know that Rav was matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. He would daven Ma'ariv of Leil Shabbos not after Tzeis HaKichovim on Friday night, but already from Plaga Mincha, Miboid Yoim, when it's still day. Shema mino alochek Rav Yehuda. Because if Rav Yehuda says that Mincha can be davened until Plaga Mincha, which we said was the plug of the Mincha Achroina, 9¾ hours into the day, and as soon as the Zman of Mincha is over, the Zman of Ma'ariv starts. If Rav davened Ma'ariv before the end of the day, it must be that the time of Mincha finished before the end of the day. Who says that Mincha finishes before the end of the day? Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rav did that, it must be that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Midr Rav Huna v'Rabbonon lo yaveh matzli ad urta. Rav Huna and the Chachomim did not daven Ma'ariv on Friday night until Tzeis HaKichovim, Shema Mino Ein Halachah Rav Yehuda. It seems that they understood that the time of Mincha is till Tzeis HaKichovim, and Ma'ariv only starts from Tzeis HaKichovim, not like Rav Yehuda. Hashta de lo yitma hilchasa lo yikamar v'lo yikamar. Since there's no tradition as to whether the halacha is like Rav Yehuda or like the Chachomim, de ovid kamar ovad or de ovid kamar ovad. You can paskin like the Chachomim if you want, and you can paskin like Rav Yehuda if you want. And the poiskim discuss, is one person allowed to sometimes do like the Chachomim and sometimes like Rav Yehuda? Can you in one day do also like Rav Yehuda, also like the Chachomim? Can you daven mincha and ma'ariv after plug? These are discussions in the poiskim. Continues the Gemara. Rav iklo lebe gniva. Rav was once visiting his Talmud gniva, but tzoli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, and he davened the Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv of Shabbos before Tzeis HaKichovim. V'have matzli Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba la'achirei derav, and Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was standing behind Rav. He was also davening. V'siim Rav. Rav finished davening his tefillah. He did not want to disrupt the concentration of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he did not go back to the Oseh Sholem because Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening behind him. Shema minot las. From this story, we learn three halachas. Shema mino mispalil odom shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Number one, we learn that you can daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKichovim. You can daven Friday night Ma'ariv when it's still Friday before Shabbos. We see that a Talmud is allowed to daven behind his Rebbe. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Talmud of Rav, and he davened behind Rav. You see that it's also to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Maseya Yelel Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This is proof to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi also laver k'neged hamispallim. It is also to pass in front of somebody who's davening. Eini, is that so? Varv Ami Varv Asi Cholfi. We know that Rav Ami and Rav Asi did pass in front of somebody who was davening. Says the Gemara, Rav Ami Varv Asi Chutz La'arba Amis Hu D'Cholfi. When Rav Ami and Rav Asi passed, it was more than four Amis in front of the Mispalil, but over here there was no four Amis, and therefore Rav could not do Oiseh Sholim. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Yirmiya, Heicha Ovid Hachi, how could Rabbi Yirmiya daven behind his Rebbe Rav? V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav not say, Al Yispalil Odom Loi Keneged Raboy, a person should not daven alongside, next to his Rebbe, because that would seem as if you're an equal to your Rebbe, V'loi Achiri Raboy, nor should you daven behind your Rebbe, there's a certain haughtiness about standing behind your Rebbe. V'tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Hamispalil Achiri Raboy, somebody who davens behind his Rebbe, or the Hanoisin Sholim Le Raboy, somebody who says, who greets his Rebbe, but not in the way one would greet one's Rebbe. He doesn't say, Sholim Alecha Rebbe, he just says, Sholim Alecha, peace unto you. He doesn't say, peace to you, my Rebbe, my master. V'amachze Sholim Le Raboy, or if he returns greetings to his Rebbe without the due respect. V'achilik al yeshivosu shel Raboy, somebody who challenges his Rebbe's yeshiva, he leaves the yeshiva to open up his new yeshiva without getting permission from his Rebbe. Or if he says something in the name of his Rebbe, even though he did not hear it from his Rebbe, all these things are geirim l'shchina shetistalik mi'Yisrael. It causes the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. So how could Rabbi Yirmiya stand behind Rav, his Rebbe? Answers the Gemara, Shan ni Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, the Talmud chover hava. Even though he was a Talmud of Rav, but on many aspects he was an equal to Rav, and therefore it was okay that he davened behind Rav. V'hainu d'k'omeli Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba l'Rav, we find that Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba asked Rav, after he davened Shmona Esrei Friday night, when it was still Friday, mi bodlus, have you separated yourself already from doing melochas? Were you mekabel isa melocha by davening Ma'ariv? Omali in, he said, yes, but Dilna, I've committed myself not to continue doing melochas. Davening Ma'ariv is Kabbalah's Shabbos. Is Kabbalah's isa melocha. And since he said, mi bodlus, and he didn't say, v'loi omar, mi bodil mar, my master, did you already commit yourself not to do melochas? You see that he would speak to Rav more as an equal than as a Talmud, and therefore it was okay for him to daven behind Rav. Asks the Gemara, Umi Bodil, is davening Ma'ariv on Friday night before Nacht actually make a person osa to do melachos of Shabbos? V'omer Reb Ovin, Pam achas ispalil Rebbe shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rebbe once davened Ma'ariv on Friday night before Tzeisak Echovim, and after that v'nichnas l'merachatz, he still went into the bathhouse, v'yotzoi, he came out, v'shon olon pirkin, and he taught us, it gave us a shir in Torah, v'adayin le'choshchan, it was not yet Nacht. And from the fact that he went into the bathhouse, and it's also to go into a bathhouse on Shabbos, you see that he was not mekabel melochas, the issa melocha, even though he had already davened Ma'ariv. Says the Gemara, Omarova, hahud nichnas lehazia. He did not go into bathe, he went into a steam bath, and since it was only being mezia, it was like a type of a sauna, and was not actually going into the bath, therefore it was not osa on Shabbos, and therefore he was allowed to do it, even though there was an issa melocha. And even though at some point later the Chachomim made a gezeira that it's osa to go into such a steam bathe on Shabbos, the koidum gezeira hava, the story with Rebbe was before they made that gezeira. So from the scenario with Rebbe, we do not see that davening Ma'ariv on Friday night by default makes a person also have the issa melochas of Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Eini, v'habaya shoro leil Rav Dimi bar Livoi l'chaburei sali. Abaya allowed Rav Dimi bar Livoi to sulfate a basket, which is a severe issa melocha on Shabbos, even though he had davened Ma'ariv for Friday night. It wasn't Tzeisak Echovim yet, but he had davened Ma'ariv. So you see that davening Ma'ariv does not include being mekabel issa melocha. Says the Gemara, Hahu Ta'usa Havoi. In that case, Abaya it was a case where the person who davened Ma'ariv did so by mistake. He thought that it was already Tzeisak Echovim, and Tfilah Betos is not called a Tfilah regarding Kabbalah's Melochas of Shabbos. Uto'usa mihadra, somebody who by mistake davens Ma'ariv, thinking that it's Nacht, and really it's not Tzeisak Echovim, then does that mean that it's as if he hasn't davened? Va'omar Avidon, Pam achas niskashru shemayim be'ovim. It once happened that the skies became thickened with clouds. Kesvurim ha'om. All the people thought loymar chashechu. They thought it already teisak echovim. V'nichnasu lebeis hakneses v'spalalu shel motze Shabbos b'Shabbos. And they went and they davened ma'ariv of motze Shabbos, even though in truth it was not yet teisak echovim. V'nispazru ha'ovim. The clouds dispersed. V'zorcho achama. And they suddenly realized that it was still middle of the day, the sun was still shining. Ubova Shaulus Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, what should we do? We davened Ma'ariv, it was not yet Tzeisak Echovim. Do we have to daven Ma'ariv again? V'omar, Rebbe told them, Hoil vispalalu hispalalu. Of course they can't do Melochas, it's still Shabbos, but you don't need to daven again. So you see there that even though they davened by mistake, they don't need to daven again. It's called a tefillah. So Hu Adin, the same should be if one davened Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos, a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, then it should be as if he was mekabel the tefillahs of Shabbos with the melachos of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Shani tzibur d'lo matrachinon luhu. The truth is that if one davens by mistake, then that such a type of tefillah is not called a tefillah, and therefore it does not include being mekabel the issa melachos. The reason in the case of Rebbe that he didn't make them daven Ma'ariv again, even though they davened Ma'ariv by mistake, thinking it was Tzeisak Echovim, is because it was a whole tzibur, it was a whole group, he did not want to bother them to have to daven again, it was a tircha. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Chiya bar Ovin, Rav Tzoli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rav was used to davening the Friday night Shmoneh Esrei before Tzeisak Echovim on Friday afternoon. Rabbi Yashia Matzli shel Moitze Shabbos be'Shabbos. Rabbi Yashia would daven Ma'ariv of Motze Shabbos before Nacht, the end of Shabbos. Rav Tzoli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Oymer kedusha al hakoyis, oy eino oymer kedusha al hakoyis. So it's true. Rav davened Ma'ariv on Friday night before Tzeisak Echovim. Could he come home and make Kiddush also on a kois before Tzeisak Echovim? Toshima, there's a brisa to that effect. To the Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel, Nispalil Odom shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, v'oymer kedusha al hakoyis. One is allowed to not only daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos before Tzeisak Echovim, but even make Kiddush, v'hilchas lekavaseh and halachas like him. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yashia Matzli shel Moitze Shabbos b'Shabbos. This Rabbi Yashia who davened Ma'ariv of Motze Shabbos before Tzeisak Echovim, oymer havdola al hakoyis, o eino oymer havdola al hakoyis. Can he make havdola, obviously without the candle, chas v'sholem, you're not allowed to do any melachas of Shabbos, but can you make havdola al hakoyis before Tzeisak Echovim and Motze Shabbos? Toshma, the Omer of Yodam Ashmuel, Nispalil Odom shel Motze Shabbos b'Shabbos. Not only are you allowed to daven the Ma'ariv of Motze Shabbos before Tzeisak Echovim, Vo'imer Avdola al HaKoyis, you're even allowed to say Avdola on a Koyis before Tzeisak Echovim. Omer of Zeira, Omer of Asi, Omer of Loza, Omer of Chanina. There was a tradition, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav, that b'tzad amud ze hispalil Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. Next to this pillar here, Reb Yishmol, the son of Rabbi Yosi, would daven the Shabbos Ma'ariv before Tzeisak Echovim. Ki osa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, he said, Omar b'tzad tamro hava v'loy b'tzad amud hava. The story did happen, but it was not next to this pillar, it was next to a date tree. V'loy Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi hava. It didn't happen with Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, elo Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi hava. It was Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosi. V'loy shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos hava. The story was not that he davened the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei before Tzeisak Echovim of Leil Shabbos, elo shel Motze Shabbos b'Shabbos hava. It was davening Ma'ariv of Motze Shabbos before Tzeisak Echovim at the end of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Tfilas ha'erev ein lokva. We saw in the Mishnah that Ma'ariv ein lokva. It doesn't have any permanence. What does that mean? Ma'ariv ein lokva. What do those words mean? Ilema di iboye matz lekule laila, lisni tfilas ha'erev kol ha'laila. If it means that you can daven Ma'ariv the whole night, then say Tefillah So'erev Kol HaLaylo, like it says by Mincha, you can daven Mincha the whole day. It should say you can daven Ma'ariv the whole night. What's this term of Ein Lo Keva? There's no permanence. Elomai Ein Lo Keva. Command to Omar, the reason it uses this term is to tell us that we hold of the man to Omar that says Tfilas Arvis Roshus. Even though Shachris and Mincha is mandatory, it's a choiv, Arvis is a Roshus. The Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Rabban Gamliel Oimer Choiva, Rabban Gamliel says it's a choiv like Shachris and Mincha, Rabbi Shua Oimer Roshus, Rabbi Shua says it's not got the same chiyuv, it's only a Roshus. It's optional. L'maisa d'aloch is today that we do have to daven Ma'ariv, and Tosfos already says here that lav dafka rishus, it doesn't mean that you can just decide to daven Ma'ariv or not, it just means that it's called rishus if there's another mitzvah that's gonna pass over and you're going to lose the opportunity of doing a mitzvah, then sometimes Ma'ariv gets moved aside. Omar Abaya, halocha k'divri ha'omer choivo, Abaya paskin that Ma'ariv is choiv, V'rova Omar halocha k'divri ha'omer rishus, the halocha is that Ma'ariv is rishus. Tonu Rabbonon, Ma'isa b'talmid echod. This is a fascinating story. With Talmud Echod, the Gemara at this point does not want to tell us who it is. We're going to see at the end of the sugya it was actually Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shebo lifnei Rabbi Shua, he asked Rabbi Shua an innocent question. Omar li, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Oy Choyva. Is Ma'ariv Rishus Oy Choyva? Omar li Rishus, Rabbi Shua said, I think it's Rishus, not Choyva. Bo lifnei Rabban Gamliel, this Talmud Echod came to Rabban Gamliel, who was the Rosh Hashiva at the time, and asked him, Omar li, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Oy Choyva. Is Ma'ariv Rishus Oy Choyva? The same innocent question. Omar li Choyva. It's Choyv, not like Rabbi Yeshua said. Omar li, this Talmud Echot said to Rabban Gamliel, V'alai Rabbi Yeshua, Omar li Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua, who was no small Talmud Chacham, he said that Ma'ariv is Rishus, not like you, Rabban Gamliel, are saying. Omar li, Rabban Gamliel responded, Hamtin achi ikonsu bailei treisin, wait until the shield bearers, the people who know how to fight in Torah, come into the Beis HaMedrash, come into the shul. Into the Beis HaMedrash. Kashenichnosim Bale Treisin, when these Bale Treisin, when these Talmidei Chachomim, these fighters came into the Beis HaMedrash, Omad Hashoel V'Shoel. This Talmid stood up and asked, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Oy Choyva. What's the halacha with Tfilas Arvis? Is it Rishus Oy Choyv? Omale Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel responded, Choyva. It's a Choyv. Omar Lohen Rabban Gamliel Lechachomim. Rabban Gamliel turned to all the other Chachomim that were in the crowd, including Rabbi Yeshua, and said, "Klum yesh odom shecholik bedovaze." Is anyone arguing with me on this halacha? Omalei Rabbi Yeshua lav. Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, no one argues with you." And the Tzlach explains that mishum kvoido, out of respect for Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't want to say in front of everybody, "Yes, I think the halacha is its rishus." So he said, "No, no one's arguing with you." Omalei. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, "V'aloi mishimcha omruli rishus. I heard in your name that you said to a Talmud that Ma'ariv is rishus." Omar lei. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua as follows: "Yeshua, amoid al raglecha, stand up on your feet, v'yeidu b'cho, and they'll give witness as to what you actually said." Omar Rabbi Yeshua al raglov. He stood up. V'omar, and he owned up. He says, "Il mole ani chay v'hu meis. If I would be alive, and that Talmud wouldn't be alive, yochel echay lehakishes hameis. Then I, being alive, I can refute and deny what they say in the name of somebody who's not alive. V'achshav she'ani chay v'hu chay. But since I'm alive and this Talmud is alive, heich yochel echay lehakishes echay. I, being alive, cannot deny what I said to somebody who's still alive." Hoya Rabban Gamliel Yoishev Adoirish. Rabban Gamliel continued saying the Shir. He was the Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Yeshua Oymed Al Raglov. The custom then was that once you're told to stand, you're not allowed to sit down until you're given explicit instruction, you can sit down. And Rabban Gamliel, who was trying to pressurize and to distress Rabbi Yeshua, he let him continue standing. That the people started murmuring between themselves, and they said, "This is improper. Rabbi Yeshua is one of the G'doyle Talmidei Chachomim, and Rabbi Gamliel is causing him distress just because he argued with him in the halacha." V'omru l'chutzpis ha-maturgamon, there was somebody called Chutzpis, who his job was to be maturgamon. He would say over what Rabbi Gamliel was saying in the shir, and the people all told this maturgamon, this interpreter, Amoid, stop interpreting the shir. We can't have this anymore. Va'omad, and he stopped. Omri, the people said between themselves, at kamo netzaire v'nezel. How long are we going to allow Rabbi Gamliel to cause distress to Rabbi Yeshua? Rosh Hashanah ishtakeid, last Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of last year, there was a discussion when Rosh Hashanah was. Rabbi Gamliel said it was one day, Rabbi Yeshua said it was the next day. And Tzari, Rabbi Gamliel caused Rabbi Yeshua distress. He forced Rabbi Gamliel to do a melacha on the day that Rabbi Yeshua held was Yom Kippur, in order to impress on everybody that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that Yom Kippur is the day before. B'Bechirus, B'Maisa D'Rab Tzadik, there was a Shaila in Bechirus, and also there, Tzari, Rabbi Gamliel caused Rabbi Yeshua distress after he argued with him. Hachanami Tzari, and now we have a discussion whether Ma'ariv is Roshus Ochoiv, and again Rabbi Gamliel is causing Rabbi Yeshua distress. Ta V'Navri, let's dismiss Rabbi Gamliel, and we'll have to find another Rosh Hashiva. They said, Man Noikimlei, who are we going to appoint in his place? And we have to add here, these are Kedoshe Elyon, these are holy great people, and obviously Gamliel had pure intentions with what he was doing, and the people there had pure intentions trying to stand up for the kovod of Rabbi Yeshua. This wasn't a typical Machleikus and Kanos Chas V'Shalom we're talking about here, great Chachomim in Klal Yisrael. And they wanted to know who are they going to appoint as the Rosh Hashiva instead of Rabbi Gamliel. Noikmil Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua is certainly big enough to fit the bill, but Baal Maisahava, he was the one that caused Rabbi Gamliel to lose his position, is going to cause tremendous pain to Rabbi Gamliel. Nobody wanted to cause Rabbi Gamliel pain, and that was enough reason not to appoint Rabbi Yeshua in his place. Noikmil Rabbi Akiva, the next option that came up was Rabbi Akiva, God Ladoir, let him be the Rosh Hashiva. Dilma Onishle, Delesle Schus Ovis. Rabbi Gamliel might have some kpeda, might be upset at the fact that he was being downgraded from his job and somebody else was taking his place, and he might have a kpeda. And since Rabbi Akiva did not have yichus, he was Ben Gerim, it could be that Rabbi Gamliel's kpeda and Rabbi Gamliel's being upset would actually affect and hurt Rabbi Akiva. So it wasn't a good idea that he should be in the place of Rabbi Gamliel. Elonoikmil Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Vuhu chacham, he's also wise. Vuhu asher, he's wealthy. Vuhu asiri le'ezra, and he's a 10th generation descendant of Ezra Asoifa. He's got schus avis. Even if Rabbi Gamliel will be upset, the schus of Ezra will stand to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he won't get hurt. Hu Chacham is a wise man, and that helps us. The Imak Shele, if anyone would ask him a question, Mepharikle, he'll be able to answer it. Hu Osher is a rich person, a wealthy person. Di Isle le Pluche le Bei Caesar, if he would have to have any dealings in the home of the Caesar. Af Hu Ozal u Polach, he'll be able to deal with the Caesar. He's wealthy enough for that. Vu Asiri le Ezra, and he's the 10th generation from Ezra. Di Isbeitz Chus Ovis, he has the schus of his ancestors, v'leimotzi onishle, and he will not get any punishment, even if Rabbi Gamliel is upset with what's happening. And in the next year, we're going to carry on and see how this story developed.